You're listening to KGOU. I'm Nomin Ojiadin. Poll after poll suggests this is one of the most politically divided eras in modern history. There are now tip sheets on how to survive Thanksgiving without disowning your family, and social media and comment sections of online news articles are full of vitriol. Schools are not immune to the tension, but not everyone thinks that's a bad thing. As State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, some Oklahoma teachers are encouraging students to bring controversy and conflict into the classroom.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
In Rhonda Halabdi's English class at Luther High School, students are watching a video of Martin Luther King Jr. give his I Have a Dream speech. The class studied the speech, along with the Gettysburg Address and the preamble to the Constitution, to learn about argumentative strategies. But after the video, Halabdi reminds her students that there's a larger lesson.
If you did your readings like you were supposed to, you noticed some things that kept getting repeated.
That's the idea that all men are created equal. And today, she wants her students to discuss what this concept means to them and how it relates to their lives in 2017.
This is a conversation for us to get out our ideas of what is happening in this country now, what was happening then.
Halabdi hopes students open up about current events that might be bothering them. She sees the students write about these things in their assignments, but today she wants them to talk and discuss these issues with their peers. But first, she lays down some ground rules.
This is a conversation, not a debate. Let me be very clear about that. It is not a debate. You can respectfully say, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that. Here's what I'm thinking about this.
Halabdi says teaching students how to respect each other's opinions and talk through differences helps them develop critical thinking skills, and ultimately, skills for life.
If we don't begin to figure out how to work with one another and live with one another in our communities, I think it's just going to get uglier. I've never seen it as ugly.
Jacob Rosecrans, a former history teacher at Roosevelt Middle School in Oklahoma City, also felt the need to discuss current events with his students. But he says for him, it wasn't as difficult to get his students to talk. They were eager to take up controversial current events.
The first thing that came up really big was Charlottesville. And that was a touchy subject.
Rosecrans just won a special election for a House seat in Norman. So he's at the state capitol now and no longer in the classroom. But when he was a teacher, he tackled Charlottesville by talking about the protest and response, gave a lesson about the Civil War, and the statue at the center of the fight. Then he let the kids share their thoughts.
Sometimes you'll have to be careful because some kids will want to dominate the conversation. So I'll open it up to everybody else by having a little ball where if a kid likes done answering a question, they throw it to somebody else.
Eventually, Rosecrans' students were so interested in the news, he started devoting Fridays to class discussions about current events. Overall, he says, the conversations were civil. Jonathan Zimmerman is an education researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, and he says it's a good thing that Oklahoma teachers are encouraging students to discuss current events. He thinks our fading communication skills are a big reason the country is so divided.
We are now in our country talking past each other. We've, in many places, lost or at least diminished the ability to disagree.
Zimmerman recently wrote a book about teaching controversial issues, and in it, he argues that teaching students to have civil debates might help quell America's hostility towards itself.
We are so polarized, we adults, and we've given our young people such poor models of what political dialogue is that we need our schools to teach a better way.
But not everybody feels that way. Some teachers are actually told to avoid controversy in current events. For example, when a white police officer shot and killed Michael Brown, who was black, in Ferguson, Missouri, a local superintendent told his teachers to change the subject if kids brought it up. Zimmerman says other schools barred their teachers from talking about the last presidential election. Others say teachers should just stick to whatever the core subject is and leave politics to parents. Zimmerman understands where they're coming from.
I think the public in these difficult and polarized times is wary of any political discussion in the classroom because they're afraid that the teacher will have a different predilection from theirs and that the teacher will try to foist or indoctrinate that predilection on the kids.
But for Zimmerman, a much scarier thought is the idea of stifling conversation because he says it's the root of democracy. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on education policy in the state, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.